Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Inside Scoop today. You know, we're digging into Block's earnings. Block, you know, formerly Square. This is Sean Emery, founder, CIO of Avery & Company. You know, if you like our work, see our last episode on Zoom. You know, we had a primer there. This one will be brief. I know there's a lot of interest out there on Block. And our views, more specifically, you know, we often post about them and, you know, have been part of the story for quite some time. But this was an eventful week, nonetheless, with many of our, you know, key secular areas that we focus on having earnings. So, you know, whether it's, you know, the future of computing, NVIDIA had their earnings report. You had, you know, the area of, you know, no code and low code with Wix, or the shift to more fragmented work with Fiverr. There was commerce evolution, you know, a trend that we continue to follow, you know, companies like Etsy and Dutch Bros and Mr. Car Wash, and even someone like Carvana, you know, disrupting some of the, you know, the legacy space. You had Joby and Rivian, and that's really around the shift in mobility. You know, some of those companies I just mentioned, they're not necessarily investments. You know, some are, but it's really ways for us to monitor the progression that's happening in many of these secular areas that we think exist. And then obviously you can focus on the companies specifically for investments. But I'll keep going and be brief on Block here. You know, today, you know, what I want to look at are really the two main segments, Cash App and Square. The key message from management, I think it was very clear. Some key disclosures that Block provided us. And, you know, how you balance, you know, where the street was at versus where they, you know, kind of guided to. And then lastly, it's just like where we think this thing can kind of go from a business perspective, given what we know so far. Before that, here's a quick disclaimer. This is the Inside Scoop podcast, investing and research-focused podcast owned by Avery & Company, an asset manager located in Miami, Florida. We are investing where the world is headed. This should not be viewed as a recommendation for the purchase or sale of any securities mentioned. If you'd like to learn more about Avery, please visit our website at www.avery.xyz. And make sure to subscribe to our five-star podcast Inside Scoop. That helps. All right, cool. So let's start with the messaging. What message did they really want to get across? I think it was pretty clear from the start. Here was really the first paragraph that kicks it off. We've done a lot recently to reduce our costs. Now we're going to focus on growth. We're under our 12,000 people cap. And if you recall, you know, last quarter, they basically said, hey, you know, we're going to get down to 12,000 people. Somewhat arbitrary, but I guess, you know, there's probably some math to that. And we're going to keep it there. And then we're going to push. You know, this constraint forces us to prioritize more impactful work, which we believe will lead to growth. We're going to operate under this cap until we feel it is holding us back, which is likely years out, and continue to look critically at our organization and priorities. Cool. So what we're seeing is they quickly adjusted their workforce very quickly, and they're trying to focus on key priorities instead of, you know, having what they would say a vast bed of flowers and then trying to see, you know, some of those flowers bloom. You know, today, I think an example of that was Cash App, but we're in a new environment, and I think this company has scaled out two real ecosystems and, you know, trying to lean on those. So how are they doing in this? I think number one is they're trying to be much more of a flat organization, less silos, more collaboration. They're doing so by, you know, moving product and sales to be more connected. They talked about that. They brought the lead designer, actually their founding designer for Square and Cash App, back to the business. So again, going back to some of their roots on the product side. They're focusing in on Cash App, specifically in the U.S., trying to target that market hyper-focus as opposed to, you know, trying to be an international, you know, peer-to-peer. Cash App also, you know, they're focused on building out a suite of banking solutions, so really trying to drive a social banking solution. Obviously, their product is somewhat driven by culture in terms of music and clothes and apparel. And really trying to reach product parity within the app with traditional banks. So having things like wires and larger deposits and other capabilities that, you know, you and I find in a traditional bank to make this app a not only day-to-day for, call it, younger users, but for users all across all, you know, demographics. I think that is the focus here. I'll talk about the bigger picture there in a second. Overall, you know, I think, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, he termed the year of efficiency over a year ago now, And I think that's sent waves throughout the technology sphere and even beyond technology, to be quite honest. And I think the success at Meta really opened eyes of many that they can do more with less. And this is leading to, you know, massive margin expansion without suffering growth. We saw that at Meta. We are obviously seeing that here at Block. This is what you call productivity, old school textbook productivity. And I think that's showing up. All right, so let's start with some of the highlights during the quarter. I think, you know, if we start with just the numbers, the quarter was strong overall, mostly led by profits, but also upside to, you know, gross profit dollars in terms of guidance. You know, for the quarter, gross profit overall was $2.03 billion, 22% growth year over year. And that's an acceleration from the prior quarter of Q3, which was 21%. So pretty strong growth overall. Now, that growth is within two different segments. You know, Cash App gross profit, you have Square gross profit. Cash App gross profit during the quarter was $1.18 billion, so over 50% of overall gross profit for the business, which is an interesting, you know, important milestone, really. That business was growing at 25%. So it's maintained a lot of its growth, you know, since COVID and still growing in the 20%+ range and really shows the power of this platform. Square gross profit was $828 million. So really strong and grew 18%, and that was an acceleration from Q3's 14%. So all important data. You know, on the profit side, adjusted EBITDA was $562 million, 28% margin there. That was actually $100 million more than what the street was forecasting for the single quarter. So really big number from that standpoint. You know, you just assign $100 million times, you know, a 15-20 multiple on this business, you know, that's a couple billion dollars worth of, you know, added value to the business. If you look at the full year though, you know, gross profit for the full business was $7.5 billion. And that was up 25% year over year. So really strong growth. $4.32 billion of that came from Cash App. $3.13 billion came from Square Seller. And overall, adjusted EBITDA for the year was $1.79 billion. And that was 24% margins. So strong cash generation for this business. Adjusted operating income, which was the KPI that they provided two quarters ago, or last quarter, in terms of a key milestone for them, was $351 million. And that gets rid of, you know, some of the non-cash items within the business. If we look at Square ecosystem, you know, they had a couple important milestones and changes in the business, really to restructure, which drove, you know, growth, obviously, but it also drove, you know, operational efficiency there. You know, things like leveraging, they added a pay-as-you-go model, really to have, you know, sellers get the free hardware, but then get higher processing fees. And they also have been hyper-focused on the restaurant category and have a vertical team that's focused there for selling, but also they launched a restaurant essentials bundle. And the important part there is Square for Restaurants comes in that bundle, Square Online, Square Payroll, all at a flat price. So they're really bundling, you know, some of their products and putting into more of a platform. Now you look at the international versus US mix for Square Seller. Square International is actually becoming a pretty big part of the business. But one important aspect is 20% of international gross profit was from their banking segment. So a lot of their success that they've had historically with like Square Capital and such, and some of their banking products is starting to resonate internationally, which is pretty interesting. Cash App also had a really strong quarter. And some of the data points there really was that, you know, Cash App has 56 million monthly actives. You know, that's up a million from last quarter, which was up a million from the prior quarter. $3.6 billion in short-term loans for Cash App Borrow, which is kind of their lending product. That was up 74% year over year. So big growth in originating loans in short-term fashion, but also that came with a really attractive loss rate of less than 3% on average. Cash App Pay, 3 million monthly actives, and Cash App Pay is essentially their buy button. So think of like Apple Pay or PayPal on your checkout. That now has 3 million users. That essentially launched, you know, at scale, you know, in June of 2023. With around a million users, that's what they disclosed then. Then it went up to 2 million, so 100% growth there, and then 3 million this quarter. So that thing is scaling pretty rapidly with $2.5 billion in annualized, you know, gross payment volume throughout that platform. Now, some of the volumes coming through these platforms, you know, through the quarter, you saw that the Square Seller business saw, you know, the bulk of payment volume at roughly, you know, $57, $58 billion. And for the full year, you know, if you look at the full year for payment volume, you know, the overall Square business is now putting up more than $250 billion in payment volume. So this is a big transactional business, and that is starting to show up in the numbers. They also are a little bit more efficient in terms of like take rates and transaction rates. Some of that came from gross profit coming from the Bitcoin, which was small in the grand scheme of things, but it did add a little bit to the quarter. Now, if we turn to the balance sheet, you know, this company is sitting on, you know, $7.7 billion in liquidity, $6.9 billion if that is in cash. They continue to have their outstanding $1 billion buyback, of which $843 million of that is still remaining. So that's very promising. Flipping to guidance, and this is ultimately where, you know, I think the magic happened. They guided to the full year at roughly, you know, $8.65 billion for gross profits, which is up, you know, 15% year over year. And that is the baseline. So during the call, you know, Amrita, the CFO, really highlighted how, you know, they think that's the minimum. And that doesn't include any of their growth initiatives. In addition, you know, they laid out $2.63 billion of adjusted EBITDA, which is a 30% margin on the business. That's up from last quarter's, you know, initial 2024 target they laid out of $2.4 billion. And that was way above the street, which kind of was at where, you know, Block put it. So $200 million guide relative to that. And again, that's a baseline. Super important, you know, overall, as you look at this business. You know, last little thing here, obviously, with all that said, you know, the street's going to have to raise their numbers here. They're way off size. You know, some of the momentum they're seeing on the growth side plus on the margin side, the street's going to have to go, obviously, quarter to quarter, but this thing is inflecting higher pretty rapidly in terms of margin expansion and leverage on this business. And that's likely to continue when you have a flat employee base at 12,000. And they said multiple years until they probably, you know, get above that. So, you know, there's a chance that multiples have to go up, you know, numbers on top of and bottom line have to go up, specifically on the bottom line, and they have to go up pretty meaningfully. And that's ultimately going to, you know, likely reflect in the value of this business. The numbers they provided made it pretty clear that this is, again, not their expectations and or not their base case. So numbers for them will also go up, we think, as the year goes on. So, you know, somewhat of a beat and raise relative to their own guidance. And that's really it. I think, again, good quarter, strong guide. Follow us, you know, like our episodes so we can put more of these. And with that, just have a good weekend.